Pussy game.
Hell yeah.
You're listening to Cumtown, the world's only podcast.
That's right, bitch.
The greatest podcast
in the world.
In the fucking world.
Suck our
nuts. And I'm saying that not as a joke, but seriously.
Me too.
That's right. People think a lot of the hubris related to this show is ironic.
No.
I tell you, that's the only thing that's not ironic about this show.
It's true.
That, my love of gaming, and then the racism is about half and half.
Yeah, 50-50 depending.
Yeah.
On the kind of experiences we've had with minorities in the last 24 hours.
That's right. In fact, I only have pleasant experiences with minorities in real life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Only?
Only, yeah.
Really? There's never one? You know what I'm
saying? It's weird. You know, it's because it's like, I don't think I'm racist, but it's also like, I haven't been put in many situations where I could have become racist.
Well, explain.
You know? I mean, like I had that Korean guy fuck me over on my rent
that one time. Mm-hmm.
But it's also every Chinese person I've dealt with in like a landlord situation, they've been great.
Interesting.
They've been almost perfect.
Interesting. Really?
So I guess, yeah, maybe Koreans can go fuck off
a little bit.
But not Chinese, and they're the same race. So
Yeah, you're right.
So that's what kind of protects me from racism is the Chinese being better than
Koreans. It's not having an understanding of Asian peoples.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Chinese and the Koreans are similar. It's not like calling the Japanese and Koreans or Chinese the same. Japan has beef with the rest of the Chinese countries.
Right.
But China...
Wouldn't you say Koreans look a little more Japanese?
No. In fact, they'd be pretty fucking mad at you.
So. I don't know, man. Would they?
Yeah.
I know a Chinese guy.
My preference goes Chinese, Japanese, and Korean.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I would put Chinese at the bottom. We started talking about the racism being ironic, and we're ranking the types of Asians right now. But yeah, for sure, Korean...
It's not racist.
Korean goes number one.
It's racist to say you dislike a group of people. It's not racist to say
That's right. You're right. I love their cuisine.
Yeah.
You know, that's on, if we're being honest, Korean barbecue is really.
It's weird that cuisine is a French word and the French have the most disgusting food of any people.
I just think it's regular food with butter and shit.
All the chef terms come from France and, yeah, French food is bullshit.
French cooking is like very regimented and fucked up. Like, you can be a French chef.
They think it's the army.
Because it's the closest thing to the army they have.
Yeah, because they don't have a real army.
Because they're gay bitches. Yeah. So to them, julienning shit.
Yeah, actually, you know what? French is the worst type of Asian.
Have you seen an
Guess
Asian?
Guess what, France? You've just been downgraded from a white country to an Asian one.
We're podcasting. This is pressure podcasting. Nick's got a damn spot. He's sitting on a wooden chair.
Dude,
I'm missing a damn tooth.
Your voice already sounds different. I wasn't expecting it to be so different, but it is.
It's like when a little kid loses that fucking front tooth. You like sound, my F's.
Yeah, dude. You look and sound like the Stranger Things kid.
Yeah,
this is
yeah,
Stranger
dude.
Things season 12, where like they've run out of people in the town to molest him. He's 35 years old. He works at Blockbuster. Still rides the bike there.
Oh yeah,
still lives
same
at home.
Bike.
I guess he got a tooth in season 2. They got teeth.
Did he?
I don't know. I don't watch that show because it sucks.
Yeah,
the only good show is Mindhunter.
You like Mindhunter?
No, I don't like any cooking shows.
I like
except for Guy's Grocery Games.
Guy's Grocery Games fucking rules. That is Chopped basically, but with Guy just stunting and acting.
Chopped is for like intellectuals. I prefer Guy's Grocery Games.
That's true. It's easier to understand. Yeah. It's not as complicated as Chopped.
It's for guys like me who just, you know, at the end of a hard day at work, I don't want to think. I just want to shut down and watch some people compete in a grocery store.
That's right.
To see who can make the best Oreo dinner.
Oh, the fucking...
Oreo curry dinner.
Tilapia fucking crusted. Yeah. Or Oreo crusted tilapia.
All right, your ingredients are some mayonnaise, mustard, a bucket of Kool-Aid powder, and these stack of the coupon books they sell or they hand out at the front of the store.
Me and Eldis have been gambling, and Pete, my other roommate have been gambling on Chopped recently, and it really fucking throws a little something.
On our favorite gambling website?
Yes, BetDSI. Yeah. They started covering Chopped.
Yeah.
But it's fun, dude. It throws a little extra something to the Chopped watching experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Sorry, I was just getting the timer going here.
Okay.
Yeah, because we got it, man. This is fucking down to the wire. I don't know why we didn't do this shit yesterday, man. Sunday happened.
I texted you. I asked you. I said.
I know. I forgot it was Tuesday already.
Through the wire.
You'd think that by now I would know that I do two podcasts a week.
It is true. Once we do one, I'm like, I'm done working for the week.
It is. You know what? It's funny because like people are like, you don't work very hard. You only do 2 hours of saying the dumbest shit.
Yes.
Like, 2 times a week. Mm-hmm. You don't deserve $30,000 a month for that.
Right.
And you know what?
It's
like,
fucked up.
We have not taken a single break except for like maybe 3 or 4 or 5 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every couple of months.
Nothing is ever. No co-host has ever gone missing for. Yeah. Be it like illness in the family or going on vacation in Europe for 3 weeks for no reason.
That's never happened.
That's never happened.
So,
we've never forgotten to upload an episode and just kind of skipped it and hoped no one would notice.
It is funny. Like we did hit 30,000 and
hell yeah.
And like I saw a lot of people deleting subscriptions. They're like, fuck that. You make too much money. You don't deserve this much money. People are like writing that. And it's like, we didn't deserve $200. Yeah. There's no amount of money we deserve to do a podcast.
Right. Absolutely not.
What we deserve is health insurance, and I still don't have it.
Yep. Me neither. Clearly with my fucking tooth.
Yeah.
I'm about to be toothless till Friday, dude.
Yeah.
And then I get a little flipper.
And the reason I deserve health insurance isn't because I'm a good person. It's because I've paid probably $70,000 in taxes this year.
Yeah.
And
damn.
I don't use the fucking roads. I walk on the sidewalk.
It's true.
Who's paying for the sidewalks? That doesn't come out of taxes.
Nope. That's private.
The mailmen pay for that.
That's right. That's right.
They get that comes from all the birthday money they steal out of all the cards they don't deliver.
damn, you paid that much. I'm about to get banged attacked. Dude, this fucking tooth thing was fucking brutal.
How much did it cost?
Well, I got hooked up.
You
got
to stop getting hooked up on dental work. That's how this happened in the first place.
No, this is good. This guy is
good.
Your
tooth was a little pink, and your mom said she knew a guy.
Yeah,
and here we are 3 months later, and you look like a goddamn jack-o'-lantern.
I know, dude. But it's out of my mouth now, okay? The problems are gone. Now I'm going to get a little flipper for 6 months. I'm going to be able to pop it in and out. And then I'm gonna get a dental implant, and that I'm not scrimping on, but that's gonna cost like at least $2,000. And then my surgery, who knows how much that's gonna fucking cost? I'm gonna have to spend like $10,000 to not have a fucked up mouth.
That's insane.
I know, it's crazy.
That's really fucking
I can't get
insane.
Fucking health insurance.
I mean, the flip side is I'm gonna have to spend $100,000 on that surgery where they break your bones. And
that's true. To get to be half an inch taller.
No, it's a lot more than that, dude.
How much more?
Like 4 inches.
No, really?
Yeah, dude.
Interesting.
Yeah, girl, if you wanted to grow a half inch, I'm sure you could figure out. Lifts would be enough.
It's true.
I mean, I need to. I'm 5'2".
That's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? I'm trying to get to 6'7".
Yeah, 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 yeah. So you're going lifts. You're going to break your fucking.
I'm breaking all my bones.
Yeah. Ooh, even your dick bone, which everyone has.
I'm having all of my joints shattered.
Beautiful. Fingers?
Yeah, everything.
Lengthening them.
My skull.
Oh, really?
I'm going to have all my bones pulverized, and then they're going to put me in a giant vacuum with a hose that comes down and goes directly into my lungs. So I'm going to be tube-fed air to stay alive, nutrients through IV, and then you keep me in that fucking vacuum until I've expanded.
Like a sea monkey.
Like a bathtub suicide.
Yes, yeah.
Then I'll get all the girls.
Perfect, dude. Just be spongy and round and fucked up.
Yeah.
Waterlogged.
Just on my, like, yeah, just a purple fucking mess on the ground in a puddle. But then on my Tinder bio, I put 6'7". Women are like, well, he does look like a corpse.
Yeah.
He does look like a rotten eggplant.
Got on.
Yeah, melted beanbag chair.
Ooh, hell yeah.
The vinyl fucking caught on fire.
That sounds hot, but, dude. I'd fuck a big beanbag chair.
You know the
bitch.
Rules. You know, because everybody wants a tall. I'm going to say the N-word. I almost did it. Everybody wants, you know,
tall guy.
You gotta be tall these days.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it used to be, because look, I'm 4'11". You know, and
sure, yes, yes.
20 years ago, guys like me were respected.
Yes, put on a nice fucking suit.
Yeah,
a fedora. That gave you 6 extra inches of height.
In the 1930s, the average male height was 3'6".
Mexicans haven't grown since then. They all used to be basketball players back then.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little known fact.
Yeah,
when the WNBA first launched, it was all Mexican men.
Yeah.
So
it stood for what is the NBA?
Yeah, they originally sent his contractors to build the hardwood floors for the NBA, but then they just started their own league.
Yeah,
while searching for the location of the NBA. Yeah, bro.
I've looked into it, man. I was also going to do that thing that African women do, where you put rings around your neck to make
your neck bigger, longer.
No, just go on dates with women. They're like, "How tall are you?" I'm like 6'4". My shoulders are like at their waist.
That sounds pretty good, dude.
Yeah. Then, like, we're walking down the street, and like, there's like a tube hanging off of some building that's under construction, but for whatever reason, the tube is hooked up to like a vacuum on the top floor.
Oh,
it like sucks air in.
Yes.
And then she's like going through her purse, and her keys get sucked up the tube. And she's like, "Oh no, my keys!" And I'm like, I got this.
Yeah.
And then I just stick my long head of that tube, and I get And then all the guys on the street are jealous, because none of them have a 4.5 foot long neck.
Of course, dude.
Yeah.
You stunted on them, dude.
I did.
You bird neck. You ostriched all over those motherfuckers. You got that big ostrich neck.
Hell yeah.
That sounds pretty good. The surgery I would like is not elective. It's the one I need.
Yeah.
Bro, this motherfucker...
What do you mean I don't need surgery to make my neck 3 feet long?
You think you need that?
Yes.
Will you die if you don't have it?
Here's the thing, man. You don't need a tooth.
I got
30 of them. I only have one neck, and it's not long enough.
That's true, man. I'm being selfish. Fuck. You're right. Well, my neck's not long. Do I need the surgery?
No, because you're morbidly obese.
I am regularly obese.
I'm basically physically perfect, except for
your short-ass neck. Everywhere you go, people are like, "Look at that little fucking short-necked piece of shit. His body's so beautiful. His calves, his pecs, works of God."
That's what they say.
But the neck, that little fucking squat piece of shit.
I know, dude.
Damn. I'm sorry, man. Everyone has been saying that, and it's been hard on me, because I agree with them. Your neck is disgusting, but I love you so much. I always have your back, but now that you're bringing it up, you have a fucked up neck.
Yeah. So that's got to be depressing, having your front tooth missing.
You know, it's kind of funny, dude. All day today, I was like...
I mean, it's funny to me.
But all day... Like, first of all, I was on the train, and just no homeless people ask you for money. Like, one... A lady came up to me. She was like, "You have some money," and I just smiled at her, and she walked away. She didn't even ask for anything. She was like fucking taken aback. I look like a guy who's in his first stages of homelessness, because you know what I mean. Like, I just
no. You look like a guy that's homeless.
Yeah.
You look like a guy that's been homeless to the point where he lost a tooth. This isn't week one. This is fucking years.
The decay
and years and years of homelessness.
My regular habits are just what a homeless guy's dental habits are.
Yeah. Where you're on a first name basis with everyone that works at every shelter in the city.
Let me just get some scraps, please.
Yeah. You got your fucking shopping cart pulled up to the front of one of those Link NYC booths, and you're watching fucking...
Oh,
watching Kodak
dude.
Black music videos.
I'm on, hell yeah, dude. I'm on 4 fucking milk crates just sitting down.
Post it up.
yeah, so, but people keep like looking at me and like they're in this, I keep getting like a weird glance where it's like, not horror, like, I guess they're trying to be polite, but all day I've been like, damn, I must have something going on today. I got some charisma about me. And I'm like, no, they're gawking at you because you don't have a fucking front tooth. But, like, women have, like, looked at, won't break eye contact immediately, like usual. And it's like, they're looking at my fucked up tooth, and I'm like...
Why are you going around smiling at people? Nobody ever sees my teeth.
I smile. I'm a smile.
First of all, that's a sign of a coward, is
smiling,
letting
showing
someone
teeth.
See your teeth. I bare my teeth at people like a chimp.
Yeah. Yes. The show
you're in control of the
situation. If I'm going to 7-Eleven and I see two taquitos rolling on that fucking thing, right. I'm burying my teeth at everyone in there to let them know that they better not order those fucking taquitos. They'll wait until I make my half pina colada, half Coca-Cola Slurpee, and then I'll order those two taquitos.
Wow, dude. Yeah, let them cook a little extra. You like them crispy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what can I say, man? I also had a moment in a coffee shop where I saw just some fucking... some hot woman with like some ugly dude, and I was like, damn, I should fucking steal this girl. And I was like, oh, I'm ugly as shit, and I'm missing a fucking tooth. Like, imagine me just sauntering up to some woman.
I like how it took losing a front tooth for your self-esteem to finally match your physical appearance.
that was the last pick, dude.
Yeah, because I mean the tooth brought you from like a 3 to a 2.
Nah. Front tooth really.
You know what? Missing the tooth kind of brought you from a 3 to a different kind of 3.
Yeah. I think it bumped me up.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. It's like, because it's like if you can, if you have,
dude. We're in your room and it smells bad in here and like.
Well, I just took. Listen, motherfucker.
No, don't say anything. I can see that you got brand new laundry sitting on the bed. So if anything, it smells better in here than it normally does.
First of all, I had a long day of writing 2 tweets, okay?
Yeah.
So I worked up a nice musk in the coffee shop today.
Yeah.
Also, I'm out of soap, and I usually steal Eldis's, but he is also out of soap. So I've been taking regular showers with some of Ryan's shampoo, okay? And that doesn't clean the way soap should, okay? So that's number one.
I never use any kind of soap.
You don't use any soap?
Not often, no. I just rinse off.
Not to wash your cheeks?
No, dude, I'm clean.
You don't wash your asshole with soap.
Nope.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
I just never smell bad.
That's wild, dude. There's no way.
Nah, man, it's
your dick head under your balls. None of that gets soaped down.
I'm like once every 2 weeks.
When you fuck?
Once every 2 weeks.
You fuck once every 2 weeks?
No.
I mean, know you fuck more than that, bro.
I know,
at the very least, you should be fucking scrubbing pussy off with some Dial, dude.
No.
Yes, absolutely, I don't. Dude.
Maybe I'll wash my balls and dick in the sink after.
With no soap, though.
But yeah, just a little rinse.
A little rinse.
I mean, but hold on. The human body was designed to do that.
This is... No, absolutely not, dude. I don't give a fuck.
You know about the Rockstar car wash? You ever hear that?
No.
People talk about that?
No, no.
That's where you fuck a girl and then you wash your dick off in another girl's pussy right after.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
The hooker shower is when you wash your genitalia in a sink.
Yeah.
Preferably they also in a call gas
that
a, station.
They also call that a Mexican shower, don't they?
Do they?
I don't know. I remember.
I don't think so.
I've heard that.
Mexican shower was just Axe body spray.
A horse bath and then...
A horse bath. I thought the Mexican shower was just Axe body spray.
Yeah.
You know? But enough, like you're in the misting tent at the zoo, that amount.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
My thing is laying down in the shower and doing characters.
wait a second. You lay down in the shower for real?
Yeah.
Or is this a bit?
No, I do. You know what I like to do? I like to fucking work the edge of the bathtub into my rhomboids.
Oh, no.
Right? Yeah.
That shit is dirty as fuck, dude.
I know. I don't give a shit.
You don't use soap, and you lay down on the dirty-ass bath.
And I work my back.
You're
and
fucked up,
I fucking, bro. I press the little soap holder into my lats and shit.
No, this is prison, dude. That's a prison massage, dude.
Nobody, if you did that in prison, they'd probably kill you.
Nah, they would take it as an alpha move.
Yeah?
You're laying down.
Using the fixtures to rub yourself.
Yes. Who wants
to
fuck with
that
guy?
Dangerously close to shitting in the kitchen. Yeah.
You mean fucking beautifully close, dude. That's what we need.
That got me so good.
That was the best bit we've ever done in our lives, dude. Mm. But no, I don't know, man. I think I'm just... Honestly, what I'm really scared of is I'm going to like having no tooth too much.
Mm-hmm.
I think if anybody's going to pull it off... Because actually, here's the thing. You're right. You're very rude the way you talk about it, and you could be better. But yes, I understand societally, I'm not the most attractive man. However, basically, my whole life has been built up to overcome a horrible body. And if anyone can pull off no fucking tooth, honestly, it's me, dude.
Yeah, probably.
Honestly, like, I could walk.
That's true.
I could make it kind of charming somehow. I'll figure it out, dude. Give me a couple months with no tooth. It's fine.
Yeah.
I might get more pussy with no tooth.
That's the power. People don't understand, like, if you've been fat your whole life, it definitely helps you in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Not medically, obviously.
No. The lifespan is short.
Not necessarily self-esteem, but the outward, confidence you have.
Short
bursts. Yeah, if you're able to have... The confidence to be that fat and not, you know, be into like you know, Warcraft.
Right. Then, seek fat shelter somewhere amongst other fat pieces of shit. Yes.
Yeah, build a cabinet in your bedroom that houses the computer so you can have a bedroom inside your bedroom that has a toilet paper roll underneath the
toilet paper roll holder
underneath the desk, so when you masturbate, you can just pull off a wad of toilet paper. Beautiful. Right there. Have you seen those? Those gaming rigs that have...
We've mentioned these before. Yeah. Yes, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think about it sometimes, dude. You know how beautiful life would be if, like, just on one of my benders, if that was just my life? I'm just always fucked up. I'm eating fucking pizza and wings for breakfast and shit like that. And I'm just... I keep getting fatter and fatter. I don't worry about fucking ever. And I just die. That wouldn't be that bad. You know what I mean? That's kind of like just quitting, you know?
Yeah.
I'd be very depressed, but then I'd just get fucked up the second I start getting depressed.
I had a real bad day the other day, and I was like, I just want to just do heroin, you know?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. When I'm like that, I would do... I was a while where I was doing a lot of pills.
Yeah.
My roommate
pills
got
are great.
My roommate got in a car accident. I was just stealing them. Yeah. And I was fat as fuck, bro. Mm-hmm. And honestly, those pills running out kind of made me get my life together because I was like, well,
yeah,
I've eaten too many of these fucking pills.
But you didn't get your life together.
Momentarily, I did. This was in college. I lost a lot of weight. I got a fucking girlfriend. And then once I locked her up, I was like, well,
yeah.
Time to get
that
fat
same girl you were
again.
Dating when I met you?
Yes. Yep.
That you was were what, 370 pounds?
No, I mean, I know you're kidding, but
no,
I was,
I'm serious.
I was 325.
Oh, okay. I thought you were about 470.
No, 325. I mean, I know. I understand it's hard for you as a man of your size at 4'6". But people are much... You understand size.
Well, I'm 4'6", 225.
That's true. Yeah, you're built like a fucking brick house. A shit brick house.
That boy's built like a fuck shit house. The fuck ass house boy.
Isn't shit brick house a term?
Well, like a brick full of shit. I don't know
what it is, yeah, but I think I've heard it somewhere.
It's one of those dumb ways to refer to somebody.
I love it, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. I think I'm kind of like, if I learn how to whistle out this tooth, dude.
Yeah, try it.
I can't.
Damn. You know what you should get as an implant is like a little 8-ball.
Ooh, like a magic 8-ball?
Yeah, like
I shake my head up and down.
No. Just like, you know how with somebody, if I always, when I was a kid, I would fantasize about losing my eye so I could get a replacement.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like an 8-ball. I always thought that would be badass, dude.
That would have been
just
badass.
Just in second
dude.
Grade, 8-ball eye.
Yeah. Looking fucked up and shit. Looking like you just got your shit
just sell cocaine.
Split open at a fucking pool hall.
Yeah.
Like a horrible accident happened.
That's all I wanted, dude, is a horrific eye injury when I was a kid. I remember my first girlfriend. There was some guy.
She used
to fuck, or some guy she was friends with who had a missing eye. And I remember I was like, I was very insecure about that. That guy had a cool scar.
He had cool.
He got shot in the eye.
I wanted a scar. Yeah. I wanted a scar.
And she would
too.
Talk about it too, in the way that would make me insecure. She's like, "That's so hot. I want to fuck him
you?
So bad." I was probably 17.
Okay. This is the girl who's doing heroin.
Now, yeah. And at the time she wasn't. I mean, okay. She had pills here and there, but sure. Her life went to shit.
Yeah. After she got that mole dog dick.
Yeah, well, after she left me for some guy that got shot in the face.
Yeah. I wanted a scar. I don't remember who. Not Scar. I didn't fuck with Scar from The Lion King.
Tom Berenger in...
The Mask?
In Platoon.
No, I didn't see Platoon until later. That's a good movie, though.
That's a good scar.
I don't remember the scar, actually.
Yeah.
But did the villain from The Mask
have
a scar?
It's fucked up. You know, because here's the thing. A little baby boy is born, and they, like, mangle its dick.
Not everyone's, pal.
Not everyone's. But I'm saying.
Someone's got a nice little song.
You know how fucking mad I am? I don't remember being circumcised. I don't give a shit. It looks better. I don't
care. I see where you're going.
Yeah. Cut my face off.
Yep.
If you're gonna remove the head of my dick, you're gonna do something that fucked up. Mm-hmm. I want a scar going from the top of my head all the way down my cheek, through my eye, slice through my eyeball.
You want to lose functionality in one of your eyes? Okay.
I want one of those glossy white ones with the red line down the middle. And you know, if you go to a nice hospital, give me the 8-ball.
And of course.
Just, you know, give
your
me
family
a,
has money.
Just
give me an 8-ball.
Yeah, I want to be like one of those rich.
one of those rich babies with a scar down his whole fucking forehead and an eight ball in his eye.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, dude. And then fucking cunt destroyer tattooed across my neck.
Yeah, you know, in fucking hoity-toity Connecticut, you'll fucking pop into a fucking gas station on a road trip, and you'll just see some fucking kid with perfect blonde hair and just a fucking flame tattoo.
Look at that rich baby.
That rich baby with a couple slurs on his forehead.
Yeah, yeah. No, but for real, though, I wouldn't be mad at my parents if they had the doctor slice my face open and... various different ways, mm-hmm. you know, really make me look like a fucked up badass dude. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, maybe I don't need the circumcision at that point.
That's right.
Because what's circumcision supposed to do? Keep your dick clean? The only women that are going to be fucking you if you have a bunch of horrific facial scars
already have chlamydia.
Virgins.
Oh, virgins.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because the only people that are attracted to that are morons.
Ah, I see.
You know,
I was
going
to say whores that maybe... Yeah. You know, had some rough stuff happen to them in their childhood, actually. Oh. That would have been my guess.
Yeah.
Like, that girl, there's no way she had a chill childhood.
Which girl?
Your first girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, no, not at all.
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah.
Decidedly.
For sure, no.
Not chill stuff probably happened.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I was watching Forrest Gump.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny apparently got molested big time.
Oh, yeah?
What it seemed like.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, that movie sucked, dude.
Yeah, that movie does. It's a terrible movie. I put it on in the background while I was getting some writing done a couple months ago, and I was like 15 minutes into it, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Why do people love this movie?
Also, Jenny would have fucked him way sooner.
Yeah.
Because she got molested.
Yeah.
And she's clearly, there's the two flavors. There's you never fuck again.
Forrest Gump feels like a child molester tried to make a Wes Anderson movie.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, I could see that. I just don't get it, dude. It's like, what the fuck is supposed to be cool about it? This retard just fucking hops into every part of history?
Yeah.
Is that the whole movie? And then he runs fast or something?
Something like that.
He's good at football? Why? Because he runs fast?
Yeah.
He's lucky they didn't allow black people in at first.
Damn, this bodega coffee is terrible.
Yeah, it's bad. But they do sell Lucy's.
I just spit all over the microphone, I'm sorry. While I was laughing. Not now, but earlier.
That's fine. That's Adams.
Is it?
I don't know.
I wonder if Adam's ever coming back.
I hope he is.
Yeah.
I feel bad for our boy.
Yeah, but the show's going great.
Yeah, it's fun to do the show.
I wish that wasn't the truth. The live show was terrible.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh,
it was
fun. No, not Caroline's. Funny Mom's.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry, dude. Yeah, I wish I could have been there. I know.
Adam refused to tweet out the link. I know he's got stuff going on, but I don't want to. I would not put it past Adam to intentionally not tweet out the link to the show to make me look bad, to remind me that he's necessary for some components of our thing.
Interesting. It's a minor power play from him. You're thinking.
Yeah. You always look mm-hmm. at what
Prince Machiavelli.
Right.
You're probably brushing up on Prince Machiavelli right now, aren't you?
No, that shit comes natural to me.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, I don't need to read a fucking book to know how to manipulate people.
Smart. Yeah. How did you pick it up?
What Adam's doing?
Manipulation. The art of manipulation.
Gaming.
Mostly. Gaming, of course, on the mods, yeah. On the boards.
By playing anime dating sims. Selecting the right question to ask a beautiful princess.
Just to see some side boob after playing it for three hours.
Oh, thank you for fucking my pussy.
Bro,
checkmate.
Bro, I downloaded one of those on Xbox like too late in life, like 5 years ago.
Oh, damn.
Me,
back when you had all your teeth.
Me, yeah, dude, when I was a beautiful 325-pound boy with nothing but teeth, nothing but beautiful chompers. By the way, it turns out you should brush your teeth, guys.
Yeah.
I was always a firm believer that not brushing my teeth was never going to come
back
to
haunt me.
Dude, I make
fun of you, but I got one of my bottom teeth is doing the same thing that
you're top tooth. Go to the dentist, bro.
I got it. I mean, it's all black at the fucking bottom.
Oh, that might be resorption. That's what I had, dude.
No, I think it's just rotting away.
That's a type of rotting away.
I'm going to lose a tooth, too, but it'll be one of the bottom ones anyway. So
bottom's so much better than... This is the worst tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Top right? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
The worst tooth to fucking lose.
I think they're still going to be eating like shit, too. You're like one of those guys that,
100%.
He has a stoma. You know, it's like the fucking tracheotomy, and then they smoke through it anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I had one day where I was on a liquid diet, and that was fine, and then they said 24. Your boy got right back to it, dude.
Yeah.
Right back to – I am kind of a bender. I'm in a weird part where it's like I'm struggling to get my life together, but every medical problem sinks me back into depression, so I eat like shit. And I am...
This tooth, the gum has been receding for like 5 years.
Oof, my dog.
And it's just every year it gets worse and worse.
Go to the goddamn dentist, bro.
Shit, well, it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't?
No. It doesn't hurt at all. It's not loose. It feels healthy. It'll bleed a little... Because what I do is I use one of those, you know, those hooks, those metal hooks?
Uh-huh.
I'll after I brush my teeth, I'll scrape anything out of that hole with one of those metal things.
Oh, shit.
So I pay extra attention to it, and I do my own scaling in my own mouth.
You gotta fucking get a doctor to do that shit, dude.
Why?
I don't know.
It's a tool. I know how to use tools. Mm-mm.
I don't trust you with it. You're gonna fuck up. Bro, by the way, the cleaning I got, because I hadn't just gone to the dentist at all in years, so they did a cleaning too. That shit was worse than the fucking...
Yeah, they do. Would they scale and plane you?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It was like fucking a mine. I feel like I
had that shit done once, and everybody's like, oh, it's excruciating, and it was fine.
Nah, bro.
I just didn't... I mean, it was like uncomfortable, but...
Nah, it was horrible, dude. It was like some Honduran, like little fat Honduran lady who had no time for my yelps. I was really like, There's a couple times where I had to stop her. I spit out just the most viscous red-ass blood at the end. It wasn't even like a little pink, dude. This bitch was going at me and with no remorse, dude.
Yeah. Well, I guess I should go to a dentist and get a cleaning.
Yeah.
I still don't have health insurance.
Damn, bro.
It's so expensive, and then it's shit. If you look at the marketplace, it's like there's not a single plan that's 4 stars or above in my area.
Yeah.
There's no platinum plans. You have to get a shitty plan that sucks, and it costs $500 a month. With like
and it does nothing.
With a $6,000 deductible.
Yeah, exactly.
The thing that it does do is the health insurance company is allowed to negotiate prices with the medical provider. Mm. So you pay $500 for a thing that would have cost $800.
Gotcha.
But they still don't pay.
But I feel like if you go to a good doctor... See, when I say I got a hookup this time, a friend's uncle's actually a good dentist, and he really did... Like, he did do good work, and the cleaning is good. And he also knows a surgeon who has been working with me. Like, they've been, like, cool since I don't have insurance.
This is the thing. If I go to a guy, and I get my teeth cleaned, I pay $500.
You're not paying that for a teeth cleaning.
Then I pay $200 or whatever I pay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want them to cut... across my face,
through
my eye with the scalpel. And I want that goddamn 8-ball.
That's right.
We can get matching 8-balls, dude.
I would
How
be
jealous would Adam be if he comes back,
dude,
and you have a missing tooth with an 8-ball in it?
That, would be cool.
Half my face is stitched back together.
Yeah, I mean, you're still healing, so you look horrible. It's just pink and terrible.
Yeah, he comes back, and I've been butchered with a machete. And I have an 8-ball eye.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, what? I want one. I'm like, you're not allowed to copy, bitch.
Sorry, dude. No copying.
I'm just hooked up to an IV.
And then I smile and it just gleams. My little 8-ball gleams in the fucking sun.
Yeah, dude. We went to the hospital. Bitch. Guess we went to the hospital without you.
I guess it would be a round 8-ball tooth. It would just be cosmetic. It would not be.
It would look like a tooth. But then it's got the 8-ball on.
God, this fucking sucks. This is the most talking I've done. Because it's like, you know, like, I mean, I'm regular talking, but like, I sound so fucking stupid.
You
speaking
do.
Out of the fucking
I've already gotten
tooth.
Used to it. It sounds normal to me now.
I just hit a couple F's in a row and it really got to me.
Yeah.
But whatever, man. I'm precocious and young and cute. I got a tooth missing. I'm definitely not dying, that's for sure. This is definitely not the first stage of my body quitting on me.
Yeah.
Between this and the growth in my jaw. I mean, getting fatter every year and less healthy.
Yeah.
And doing more drugs as I age.
Dude. You're young. You're almost 30 years old. Yeah. That's young.
That's young.
That's certainly not middle age.
No,
by
no,
definition.
No. Mm-mm.
You know? We're definitely young guys. You know when you're like half asleep, half awake, you know?
Yeah, of course.
And you're still kind of like dreaming, but you know you're like sort of awake. I had one of those the other day, and in the dream someone was like, how old are you? And I like had to think for a second. I'm like, I'm 16. and then I was like, wait, I'm 19. And the guy's like, okay. And then I woke up and I was like, fuck, I'm 29.
Yeah, it sucks.
I haven't like aged mentally in 13 years.
No, absolutely not. I'm stupid as fuck. I'm dumber.
Yeah.
But we've talked about that. Yeah, I can't. I don't know, man. I really do think this might be it, man. The beginning of the damn end.
Yeah, that's how Cumtown ends, with everyone dying.
Yeah, just you left alone.
Yeah, the way it began.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Jake Flores and Mike Racine.
Yeah, Blake Midget. There's no way that fucking... There's no way that Jake and Blake wouldn't die like 6 months after
it's
you.
It's true.
That's like if
it's
you're
the
like...
the curse, dude.
You're like cars breaking down. You're like, oh, I'll just buy another one. And they're like, oh, well, I could get a loan. Or...
Right.
I could spend $500
That's
on this
right.
1987 Maxima. That'll
oh,
last
yeah.
6 months.
Just cigarette burns in the fucking
right.
seat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ripped a knife to the fucking, like, you know, it's like sinking that, like, the top upholstery
is sinking. I love
that
when you go into, like, a restaurant, like a shitty diner, and someone's, like, taking a knife to the seat.
Yeah, 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 yeah. The booth, and they're yeah. just like, ah, this is fine.
Who's doing that? Who's
know.
Cutting up booths?
Probably a kid like you as a child.
Yeah,
I could
maybe.
See you taking a knife.
Did someone do a bit about that?
I don't think
Who's
so.
Slashing the booths at
I don't
the
think
diner?
So. I don't think they did. That's all yours, buddy.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's like that's such like a 50s gang move.
That's true. Yeah, 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 yeah.
You go to like a 50s themed diner and you have to threaten the waiter by slicing up.
I heard yous was serving PRs here.
Yeah. We don't let the Thunder Horses seat in this. The Thunder Horses down from 87th Street can never come into the diner.
Yeah, when the only thing that like separated gangs was their fucking little names. They
yeah.
were just all white guys. They
yeah,
weren't
yeah.
even. They didn't even get the race yet.
Yeah,
a beautiful time in America.
The 86th Street goofballs. Nobody messes with them. That's Billy. He's the hardest guy in the world. His dad just got laid off. That's what makes him so hard. Is that his father suffers from depression.
Damn, I could have been in a gang. That's when I was. That's when I would have been tough.
Yeah.
Back then, when none of the gangs were very real.
Yeah, back in the '50s,
I could have been.
I feel like
gang.
Everybody has those fantasies. Like when you read about like bank robbers in the '20s.
Oh really, yeah, yeah.
Mulaney definitely does a bit about that. So
I don't remember
you
that.
Can't go into that territory.
Oh,
you know that bit he does about how easy it used to be to rob a bank back in the day.
Oh, easy to commit a crime, wasn't it?
Yeah, easy to commit like, a crime. You go into like, a bank and you tell everyone your name.
Yeah. Hell yeah. He also had that other bit about, like, you're bleeding everywhere, and it's like, the detective comes in, he's like, the criminal's blood is all over. He's like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
No, it's not.
We'll
it's
clean
like,
it up.
Well, here's like the victim or whatever, and there's like, there's blood, hair, and semen everywhere. And the detective goes, gross, clean it up.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the punchline.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Cumtown, the stand-up comedy recap podcast, where we repeat bits that comics have done, and we say who does them, so it
mm-hmm.
doesn't count
it's
as stealing.
It's not stealing.
Jokes.
It's attribution, baby.
The New York Times like recaps, like they do like a best of late night, and then they transcribe things that the late night host.
Really?
Say. Yeah, and it's just, it's almost like they're doing it to prove how not funny late night is.
I get that, because when you read those jokes, it's brutal.
They're terrible.
I mean, it's tough enough watching them, but
yeah.
it's like, you know, it's these fucking bouncing up and down, and it's like there's this fucking audience.
Yeah.
Ugh, fuck, Maron. So what should I do next, man? What do I do?
In life?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've kind of run out of things to do.
You think this is a sign that I should just fucking...
I feel like my life in the last year is like, you know, in Scarface when the Push It to the Limit montage
oh,
is
yeah.
happening. So it's me at the Porsche dealership, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
me
yeah.
like fucking a hot girl mm-hmm. or whatever, like ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da-da-da-da, you know, just blowing the money.
Yes,
like,
of course.
You know, PlayStation VR, Push It to the Limit,
right.
Weight vest, you know.
Right,
past the point of no return, you know.
$800 stealing wheel.
Yeah, $800 steering wheel. Push It to the Limit. But then we're only halfway through the song, and there's still plenty of song left, and I'm just sitting in my apartment because I've run out of shit to do. Past the point of no return. I'm just watching the Apple TV screensaver and twiddling my thumbs. Reach the edge, but still you gotta learn. Just looking at my fucking Apple Watch. How to keep it. Answering a text message about why Adam can't come back to the show for 6 months. Push it to the limit.
Suck your father's penis.
Me reading like the
penis.
Wikipedia page for corporate sales tax. For how capital gains works.
Yeah, just fucking look.
Maybe I'll become a stockbroker.
Yeah, yeah.
Never mind. Fuck all that shit. I ain't learning.
Learning is for gay guys.
As soon as the podcast ends, I'm fucked. Good luck getting a job if the employer has Google. Even if it doesn't, and I still have depression. I just wanna kill myself.
Hell yeah, dude.
Everything's going fine and I want to die.
I feel like I just need to get over these little health humps, you know?
Yeah.
These lovely health lumps.
Yeah.
Suck my tits. Actually, the doctor said it's crazy. He said the more nudes I receive into my inbox, the healthier I'll be. So I can't believe he said that, but... Yeah, I mean, I guess you guys don't want me to die. You should listen to what the doctor has to say.
Yeah.
But he also said some other gay shit
right,
about
dude. An apple bottom a day keeps it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got those apple bottom jeans? Put your ass on DMs.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, or even if you don't.
Yeah.
You know?
One of my bonsai seeds came out of the soil. It didn't sprout. It just fucking worked its way up out of the soil.
Interesting.
I don't know how that happened.
That's a sign of disrespect, dude. It you got to fucking make that seed a fucking
example. Not only is it not growing. It's unplanting itself.
Yeah.
That's how bad I am at bonsai.
Yeah. You have to make that seed an example. You have to fuck it in front of the other bonsai seeds.
Yeah, you do have to fuck it.
Mm-hmm. You have to rip that bonsai seed.
Man, this is depressing. All my friends are dying.
Yeah, I'll probably be fine. This round probably won't get me, but I'm not going to change any of my
behaviors. You still haven't gone to the doctor for that tumor in your head.
No, I did. The biopsy's next week. I'll figure it out. It's just something that has to get removed, more than likely. It's some fucked up growth.
Okay, but it's not like... I mean, they have to do a biopsy still. It could be cancer.
Yeah, it could be, but it's probably not because cancer would have just eaten through my fucking jaw. This is just some fucking growth that's pushed it aside, and I have to remove it and, get a fucking tooth removed.
That's one of those things where it's like they take it out and they're like, it's not cancer, and then a year later you have cancer.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, we'll find out, you know? It's cool. It makes, you know, I was kind of feeling better about it, but now that you say it...
Dude, you got to be realistic about these things. That's I tell all of my patients.
That's right.
Staying positive, that's for idiots.
Right.
Be realistic. Say goodbye to your family.
That's true.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Spend time gaming.
Yeah, I do have to beat a couple games.
Yeah.
Damn, I don't want to have cancer, dude. I want to live.
Yeah.
I want to live at least another 20 years.
Nobody wants to die.
There's so much more pussy to be gotten, dude.
Yeah.
You know? There's so much more titties to suck.
You know, it's funny because a lot of people, I always thought, who would want
to
live forever?
And
I think, honestly, I would. I think I am that much of a crazy person. You know, these tech...
I could see you being one of those fucked up bodybuilders in their 80s that doesn't look that old.
That man with the beard from the spam advertisement?
No.
This grandpa figured out the one trick that ripped grandpa.
No, there's two different vegan black people that are like that.
Yeah.
You know that old lady? She looks kind of good, actually.
No, I mean having my brain removed and put in a robot and then being blasted into space.
Sure.
That's what I want to be.
You want robot limbs.
No, I just want to be sort of
sentient. Yeah. So you don't even want the pleasures of humanity. Actually, who am I kidding? Yeah, that would be an upgrade for you.
Right. If I could just be some sort of distant quasar contemplating things. How funny it would be if humanity already reached that point and everybody left, but it was humanity, so it's just regular people.
Right.
Scientists are looking through a telescope and they have one of those radio telescopes or whatever.
Oh, that's funny.
Listening like a pulsar, and it's like, listen to this. And it's like... And they're like, isn't that amazing? This is coming from millions of miles away, but it's really just an ancient mind, and it's out there just... those are all just slurs.
Yeah.
It was just some racist guy.
Yeah. Wait, what about this? The ancient Egyptians, they blasted the fuck off.
Yeah, did they?
They're smarter than us, dude.
Is that true?
I think so, dude. Yeah, they're in space now.
We should get into conspiracy theories.
I would love that.
We should get into...
I mean, where's Atlantis,
we should
baby?
Get into alternate realities where you don't have cancer.
Oh fuck yeah! Just I have a big ass dick. Too.
I'll join you in that delusion where we're capable of living forever. We could capture our voices in our minds and go into the Zoom recorder.
I don't want to live forever.
Leave this bullshit plan. I don't care. You're coming with me.
Oh, man.
I'm bringing all my...
That's going to suck.
All my podcast friends with me. Ian.
I don't want to be an attorney with Ian.
We're all going to share a Zoom recorder and live in space in quest for Ian's father.
Yeah, we're looking for heaven.
We're trying to find my dad.
That sounds horrible, dude. I love the pleasures of the body.
Yeah.
I love eating. I love gluttony. I love having sex. Hmm. I love sucking on butt cheeks.
I don't. I feel like the body is a prison.
Nah, the body, I love the body. I hate mine, but I love the body. I don't want to live in a world where I don't suck titties. I'm a pulse. I'm in a little fucking digital card. I'm a gigabyte? No thanks,
dude,
man.
I want to be a Tamagotchi.
If I can fuck one of the Tamagotchis, if it gets to the point...
Yeah, you just shove it in your ass and use it like a yoni egg.
I want to be a digital version of a Tamagotchi.
That's got to be, you know, like sharding is already pretty embarrassing, but like, what's the version of sharding where you're trying to Kegel on the bus? I just carded. You what? I tried to Kegel and I shit all over my pants.
Just butt plugs are coming out of your fucking pants pants sleeve.
If I had no shame whatsoever, I would go to all the free yogas in New York City and shit myself at them.
That would be awesome. Just in white fucking joggers.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Jackass, and this is shitting yourself at free yoga.
No joke. That's a good jackass.
That would be a good jackass.
I can't believe they didn't do that, actually.
Yeah.
But you're also an old guy, and you can see your
old
balls.
Maybe I should call up my close personal friend Johnny Knoxville and let him know this.
Are you guys boys?
Yeah.
When did you guys meet?
We haven't.
Oh.
I was hoping maybe that would slide by.
It's conceivable that you would be friends with Johnny Knoxville. Steve-O's out there. Steve-O's doing clubs.
That's true.
Stapling his nuts to the fucking, to his thighs.
Maybe I'll befriend Steve-O, and I'll pitch him my idea of shitting yourself at yoga.
Yeah, he just steals it. Yeah. He would, dude. Steve-O's got no fucking dignity.
He's not stealing it. That's me writing for Jackass.
Nice.
That would be a great job.
It really, truly would be, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, so Wee Man has to fight a bunch of other midgets.
Yeah. We shove Wee Man in a woman's pussy and make her give birth to him at Ruby Tuesdays. Can I have the check now? Can I get paid, please, and go home?
Oh, fuck. They did a couple that was just, like, putting different kinds of dildos in their asses. Different things in their asses.
Huh.
They put a firework in Steve-O's ass. They put a gold dildo. I think Bam just put a dildo in his ass.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. So no ass stuff. The car, of course, Ryan Dunn.
Yeah.
Putting a car in his ass.
I've seen Jackass. I'm familiar with all this stuff. You're not...
Well, I'm trying to figure out what else could we do.
What else could Jackass do?
Yeah, as our jobs, right? Ooh, how about if one of them is uncircumcised, you put a couple of slices of ham under their foreskin.
I like that show, like, What Would You Do? That's like woke Jackass.
Really? There is a woke Jackass?
Yeah, it's on like NBC Primetime. The guy that hosts it is like some fake race.
Oh, that guy who looks like an Indian, but he's just Latino?
Yeah, it's like Jeffrey Quinoa or something.
Yeah.
That guy.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, And I'm sure I've talked about this on the show before.
I don't know if you have.
Well, yeah, it's always like, we sent a racist into a restaurant to not tip his black waitress. But what would happen if he was also retarded? And then they just, like, record strangers being like, should we confront this retarded man for being racist?
That's good, man.
Yeah.
That's actually a good... That sounds like a good show.
I know it gets into conspiracy theory territory, but mm-hmm. I truly believe...
Yes.
...that the Trayvon Martin incident was a botched episode of What Would You Do? I think...
Interesting.
The camera crew was there.
Uh-huh.
They set up George Zimmerman...
Interesting.
...to see what he would do.
They just were not prepared.
They're like, get the shit. We gotta go. We gotta get out of here.
You don't know us, George. You've never seen us.
Yeah, we sent a Subway Jared lookalike into Subway to have sex with a child in front of everyone to see what they would do.
Don't worry, it's a fake. It's a prosthetic penis I'm using to fuck this child.
We set up a dog fight in the middle of a black church. and then brought a white Christian field trip in there and told them they were going to go see Black Panther.
That's good.
Like, what would you do? Hires Jackass right here.
We sent a racist to put a race car in his ass.
We sent a midget.
We sent a midget.
A midget to staple his balls to the bulletin board at the community center.
But get this, he sharpied the N-word on his balls.
We had a waiter with Down syndrome, and then we had a rodeo clown not tip him. But what would happen if he tipped him with candy? Coming up next on What Would You Do, MTV2. MTV2's What Would You Do?
That's a good show, man. I'm in there. I'm into that show.
I'd fuck with it.
Fuck, dude. It's hard for me to podcast because I'm worried I'm going to die now.
Yeah, I know, dude. I'm in a bad mood, too. I don't want my friends to die.
What if I die?
Not because I'll miss them or I feel bad for them, but because it's a reminder of my own mortality.
Oh, man, thanks. Dude, that means a lot.
That's the only way to process other people's deaths.
By remembering you're also going to die?
Yeah, you make it about you.
Yeah, it does feel like you probably will survive because you deserve it the least, you know?
That's true.
You have the least love in your heart, so...
Yeah, that's it what sucks, does it. Though. I'm insecure about it.
About having no emotions?
Yeah. It does suck. When you realize, like, oh, yeah, I am just sort of an angry robot.
You could go to therapy, man. I keep pitching this to you.
And then I go out and I see people, like, being friends with each other and listening to each other while they're speaking. It's rough, man. I'll be honest. Like, I wish I was one of those guys. But then I'll start talking to somebody, and they're like, oh. And then we were supposed to go to the laundromat, but it was already closed. But it was 3 o'clock, and I'm like, I'm out of here.
Right, right, right. No, that is true. The trick is finding someone that doesn't have little dick-ass, bitch-ass stories.
I guess. I just want to trick people into thinking that I have...
empathy?
Yeah. Yeah. That's all I want.
You'll get there, dude. You'll find the program to do it. I believe in you, dude.
Yeah. Maybe I should just move to Los Angeles where everyone's like me.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe that's why you hated it so much.
Right,
because you saw what you really were.
Yeah. I mean, that's partially true. I would talk to my landlady and, like, we would just both be waiting for our turn to speak. And be like, man, everyone here sucks because they're just mean.
But they're also sexier than me.
Yeah. Well, that's not true. I was sexier than her.
Were you? But in L.A., you weren't the sexiest.
I don't think L.A. is a particularly hot place. I know that seems like a wild take. Nah.
Uh-oh.
I wouldn't say so.
You wouldn't fuck the average person in L.A.?
Nah.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, it's a huge city.
That's true.
I think Manhattan has probably the most attractive women.
You're probably right about that.
Yeah, you walk around.
Because there's
women that are wearing like $900 Velcro shoes with no brand name on them.
Oh, yeah.
You know those?
I do know those.
They dress like, they look like fake clothes made
for a
movie.
Yeah.
And all those clothes cost.
But all the leather's like from a fucking, like a very rare type of baby cow or some shit.
Yeah.
And it costs so much fucking money.
Yeah.
And it's soft as shit. That's the thing, that shitty clothes, those shitty clothes.
What would you do
clothes?
If a retarded person walked into Subway wearing... those clothes? Would you steal the clothes from him? I'm Abuelita Quinoa. You're watching What Would You Do?
No, why would that even be a thing we would do? Look, sorry, this show's been on for 9 seasons.
We've been doing this for 18 years.
Yeah, you're right. That is sort of fucked up. Because, like, look, man, you're just at Denny's. Mm-hmm. Trying to have a nice time. You gotta...
It's like To Catch a Predator, they run out of like, they finally catch all the pedophiles. And they're like, they just get into like, you know, we pretended to be a woman that was 45 pounds lighter than she is on the internet to lure men in here. Then the guys show up and then it's like, we sent out the real woman. The guy's like, what?
And they just tackle him. A bunch of fat bitches tackle him on the way out. She's still beautiful. You didn't even get to know her.
To catch a guy living in 2007 in his head. To catch a guy who didn't get the memo.
Oh, man. Ah, fuck, dude. Jeez, yeah, I just keep... Nah, but it's cool. I'll have a good-ass funeral. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude. At White Castle.
It'll be so much sadder.
Little sliders for everybody.
Because a fat guy, I'll die soon. Yeah, exactly. Nah, I want everyone to have all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue at my funeral, man. Yeah. Pass the bulgogi. Yeah. Pass the dumplings around.
Yeah, it would suck if you died, dude.
Nah, I probably won't.
Especially before, like, you know, Bobby Kelly.
Oh, my God. That would be brutal. I'd be so mad. Yeah. Dying. I'd have to kill Bobby on the way out. I'd be like, Bobby, I have to speak to you.
Yeah.
You're my mentor, and I love you. And then I just shoot him with a gun.
Yeah.
I can't die before Bobby.
Right.
Shit would suck, dude. But I'm not going to. I'm going to live forever. I'm going to shake this shit off. And, you know?
It's weird that people die. I've had a couple of friends die.
Yeah, because the thing is, you don't forget, but it's like, just shit keeps moving.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, it's like... Yeah, they don't even fucking exist anymore. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, you know, I mean,
you remember every once in a while you're sad as shit.
Yeah.
But it's also like the world that they lived in is gone. Like, my aunt died when I was really young and it was so sad, but like, my life would be so much like, I just never really existed in a world where she like shaped my life after I was like seven. So you're just like, aww. Yeah, that sucks dick that she wasn't around, but you know, whatever.
Yeah. Like, that tooth will never come back.
No, I'm going to have a...
Will never come back.
I'm going to have a gold tooth.
There's no going back.
I'm going to get a toupee. Once I get the tooth implants, dude, I'm not stopping there.
Yeah.
I'm getting fucking pec implants. I'm getting bicep implants. I'm getting...
8-ball biceps.
8-ball biceps, dude. But it's a magic 8-ball, so I shake it, and it's like, should you suck my dick? And guess what? The answer is always yes.
I had some of that liquid latex left over, and I was very tempted to give myself epicanthic folds in the bathroom the other night. Just for me. I wouldn't post it.
But. Yeah. Oh, definitely not.
Yeah.
New character I'm working on. The next Come Down Live podcast.
Yeah. It's me, Foreskin Eyelids.
Fuck, man. I don't know. So, yeah, I've just basically gone to the doctor, gambling on Chopped. That's all I've really done the last couple
days. How do you gamble on Chopped?
You say who's going to win.
Who's going
to
win.
Yeah, it's fun. Mm. Little action. Getting back into gambling. I'm starting to sports gamble again.
Yeah.
You know? But and eating like shit again. I'm not doing drugs, at least, but I feel like I might start again. I miss the sweet, sweet...
Sweet baby Ray's.
I miss that sweet baby Ray's.
Sweet baby Ray's.
Guzzling it, dude. Just
cooking
I might get some fuck. I'm gonna get a fucked up meal tonight.
Yeah, you want to come with me to the stand?
Nah, bro. I'm already in my home. I'm in my sweats.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting a cab down there.
I'm gonna order something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I am in the throes of depression, but I'll be out of it soon.
What are you doing tomorrow? Can I come up here and do that? Mail, post office shit.
What am I doing tomorrow?
I finally got all those fucking labels from the post office. I was going to take the shirts with me right now, but it's like, I don't want to fucking have them sitting out at the stand.
I feel like I have something to do.
This is the kind of bullshit we should be figuring out off the show.
Yeah, I'm sorry, this is
not the best way to end the show.
No, it's all right. We got a hot riff in us right now. I feel it, dude.
I know, dude. I'm fired up.
I'm fired up. I'm ready to go.
I finished my bodega coffee. I almost bought the beef jerky there, but they only had one of them, and it was on the floor.
Bad sign.
Yeah.
No, that place is fucked up.
Yeah.
One time, there was like seven people just like strung out waiting.
That's what was happening. There was like a whole crew with a pit bull.
Really?
And there's some girl out front, and this like it's like one of those like hood rat white girls, and she's saying like, she's like, no, I'm telling you, I don't sell drugs, okay? I'm out here living on the streets. I got a kid. And it's like, you're just trying to cram all that shit in while I'm walking, Pat. Like,
Of course, you're
doing a character.
Of course.
There's no way that those thoughts all combine into one
sentence. She's trying to scare another white person, you know, to show that she's a bad
I already told
one.
You, I don't sell drugs. I'm out here living on the streets. I got a kid.
Yeah.
What was the prompt?
Bro.
Hey, do you got any weed? I don't sell drugs.
I'm out
here living on the streets. I got a kid. Okay, you could have just said no.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Bitch.
I'm fucking dumb. And then you fucking backhand her.
Yeah, you got to be respectful.
But there were people waiting there one time, and they looked strung out of shit, and they were like, do you... And one guy walked up to the register and was like, are there any cigarettes here yet? And the guy was like, nope. And just behind him was...
Yeah.
Every cigarette. Cigarettes was clearly a fucking code word for something, dude.
Yeah,
it's just they're fucked up over there.
But it was just weird because every bodega sells drugs. Like, my bodega, they sell drugs, but the guys are like...
You think
like,
they do?
They're like, Alex, do we have any new sort of diesel? Hashem et kadam. They just speak Arabic whenever they want to, but you can hear them. They're like, AK-47, shala kaman, helam et kadam.
Your guys are good, though. They're friendly and nice.
They're great.
Yeah. My guys, I don't trust them, dude.
Yeah.
Blue-eyed Arabs, I don't trust.
Yeah, dude. It's like the Yemeni guy that just fucking flagrantly uses the N-word.
He rules,
constantly
though.
Referring to himself rules. As the N-word. Yeah, yeah. Black guys come in, he's fucking immediately calling them the N-word.
Get out of my door,
no,
you
not
fucking...
even
no,
like
no,
that,
kidding.
But like, yeah, in, I know. You know. And nobody questions him.
Because he's cool, dude. He's laid back. He's chilled
try,
out.
I'm going to try one.
You could for sure, dude. In your neighborhood, yeah. Looking like
people,
you do.
Yeah, people would love that.
With your general energy.
Yeah. I fucking hate all this. The guys that look like me that go in there that are like, and you have a good tattoo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those guys are the worst.
Absolutely, brother.
Yeah,
we already
yeah,
talked
yeah.
about that. But
we did.
Fuck.
Well, let's look at the current events, you know? I'll go to E-Fuck.
Close out the show with our
on E-Fuck.com.
Current events. I guess Trump called for gun control.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
This one's called... That's gotta fucking hurt. And it looks like some big dildo or something is going into someone's pussy. Anyway, that's the E-Fucked.
That's the news segment. Damn, I got a fucking like pimple forming in my ear canal.
Damn, dude.
You know how fucking annoying that is?
It's the worst.
That's almost as bad as having your tooth ripped out of your skull.
Having someone take pliers and fucking looking up at a man.
Damn, the world used to suck. Can you imagine how, like, I think about, like, you know, yeah, it would have been, like, shitty to live in, like, the 1800s and get your, like, hand sucked into a machine and you just die in a factory for a penny a day.
Yeah.
But, like, what also would have sucked is, like, being... my age in like 1994.
Right.
You have
yeah,
to like
yeah.
beat off the Baywatch.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's why
that.
That's
that
why it was so popular.
It was pornography.
You could see
right?
nipples.
Because you could jack off to David Hasselhoff's
beautiful fucking.
He's a Maryland boy.
Is he?
I think so, yeah.
Damn, dude.
Yeah,
you used to beat off to that. You used to have to like I don't know. Just show up, make plans with
How about
someone.
David
a day
Jackal
before.
Off.
That's good.
Yeah.
David Jack me off.
Trump stuns lawmakers with calls for gun control.
He rules, actually.
Yeah. Well, I was saying the other day, it's like, you know, him saying that he would go into that. Into
that was awesome.
And it's perfect. And I don't know if I said this on the show.
No.
It's like, he's. Because to say, like, you know, I mean, if it were me, I would have gone in there, no weapon. You know,
yeah, even without a weapon,
what they would have done. But he goes, and I think he starts off by saying, like, you know, you can't say what you would do in that situation. But I would have gone in there yeah. without a weapon.
He says, I think
I
would.
Say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he acknowledges that you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
He can.
He's got the best rhetorical strategies yeah. of all time.
Say, right.
Where he would always. He always.
So he admits that, like, what he's saying is like, I know, in the general.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a statement that you can make, but
right.
there's an exception for me. But regardless of that, what makes it so great is like what he's saying is so disrespectful to the police officers that responded.
I know.
And it's like, that's what people have been waiting for is for a president to say, fuck the police.
I know. And he
and
just sort of did it
and he
by
did
accident.
It, and he did it in a way that pisses off everybody.
It's awesome.
And that's how you... That's fucking punk rock, dude.
That's trolling, honestly.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
good-ass trolling.
He's the best president to ever live. I mean, if you can't see that, there's something fucking mentally wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You're not an intellectual genius. Like
no. A brain genius with a big heart penis.
Yeah. Somebody sent me a shirt that says, Tiny Dick, Big Heart.
That's good.
It's great. They sent you one, too.
What? Really?
Sitting in my drawer. Yeah, I got it next
time. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
That's my shirt.
I know.
that does describe
me. I forgot about it.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not tiny. It's just, I would describe it as any, if we lose even a fucking, you know, even a millimeter, we're at small, but right now, we're just not small.
Nice.
My dick is just barely not small, just barely regular.
Did you use that hanger I got you?
I still have yet to use it.
All right. Well, don't throw it out.
I'm not. It's still.
You got to use it at least once.
I definitely will. The cock pump will get used.
If you need me to buy you some lead weights to hang on there, too.
That would be nice.
Because I don't know. I don't really know how
so,
you would hang
so
the weights.
So I stretch my cock with it, or it strengthens my cock? I'm lifting weights with my cock.
No, it stretches it out. It's basically.
I put my soft cock in there and it stretches
it
out.
Yeah, it clamps down in your dick and then it hangs there. And then I'm assuming it works like a traction device would.
Mm.
Where over time you just stretch out the dick tissues.
Okay.
Now I don't know if what amount of weight would be like
too
enough
much?
To stimulate. Yeah, because you got to hit like a you know
I
like if you
rip
try
my
like
cock off.
Right, exactly. Like if you're trying to like gauge out your ears, you got to like slowly go up.
Mm-hmm.
They do a thing called scalpeling, I think, where they'll let you they'll just cut a thing in there and you can get started with an even bigger hole. But
oh, interesting.
Yeah, you like there's a method to stretching out tissue.
Hmm.
Now I don't know if it even would make your hard dick bigger. It'll probably make your dick limp permanently forever.
I don't know. I don't know that I can afford that. That's another thing. I can't afford any
you'll
size
have a
losses.
Nice cool punk rock earlobe dick.
That would be kind of nice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use it on my foreskin. Is what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
Stretch out my foreskin.
That
now,
is the thing.
Then we're in business.
You can do that. There are people that do like to stretch out their foreskin.
Now
you ever
we're
see
in
that
business.
Picture of that guy that's got he's got like some kind of thing over his dick and balls and he's hanging upside down from his dick like a bat?
No, but that rocks.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see that shit. Yeah, yeah. I'm about to Google that shit right now.
That shit rules. Anyways, we're done with the show. So
guys, come to if you're in Philly, come fucking see me on March 17th at the good motherfucking comedy theater. And then yeah, come to Funny Moms on the 12th. We're gonna start saying it now because the last one sucked dick.
Yeah, and make sure to tweet at Adam and tell him to tweet the flyer out for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because yep. he do a power move on me, he didn't tweet it out last
yes,
week.
Yes, that's right.
And only 5 people showed up.
The art of fucking manipulation. And I'm also on a show at The Stand on Tuesday the 6th at 8, if you want to come out to that.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know, some fucking shit in Boston on March 27th. I posted it on Instagram if you want to come.
Yeah, go see Nick if you're in Boston. That's a great show, dude. You're going to have fun.
Yeah. I'm excited, dude. I've been writing more.
Me too, dude. Yeah. That's the one thing. We have actually gotten better at stand-up.
I'm back in the stand-up.
And we're going to kill ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
We're more depressed, which actually makes sense.
I'm back in the stand-up now. I've rediscovered my first love, the only thing I ever cared about, really.
It's true. It is the only thing
before
I actually
social
love.
Social media destroyed my life.
I know. You were good. You're great at Twitter, though.
Nah, Twitter's...
You had a run.
It's funny. I logged into that NYC Guido voice account just to tweet out that Italian shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I tweeted out, people are like, it's fucking sell out. And unfollow. Someone wrote that. Like, shame. This used to be a funny account.
Suck my dick, you fucking piece of shit.
What kind of fucking cynical shithole is Twitter now?
It sucks.
It's just like... you know, because I don't use it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like a room filled with... You know, that I don't go in. And I'm like, oh, what's in here? And I just, people like, fuck you. This is, because politically,
yeah.
I don't, you know, because it's literal human garbage.
Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
right side is just screaming at each other.
It sucks. I just throw jokes in there.
Yeah.
That's it, baby.
Yeah.
I just talk about.
Instagram's where it's at, dude.
I do fuck with the gram. Stabby baby too, baby.
Instagram. And if you can't do Instagram and you prefer Twitter, you're a fucking loser.
Tell them, Nick.
You're a fucking loser.
Don't hold back on these fucking hoes.
I'm not.
Call them bitches, dude.
We sent a retarded guy to use Twitter. What would you do?
And he just told all his friends about it, and now that's basically what Twitter is.
Yeah. yeah. We sent a retarded guy to work at Vice Media and cover politics.
And he just started raping all the girls.
Yeah. We sent a retarded girl to Vice Media to cover politics, and now he's pitching a TV show. What would you do? Like, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure she's retarded, but we can't not give her a development deal.
I mean, the fucking cameras are here. It's clearly a show.
We can't say no.
The cameraman's also retarded.
Everyone's
going to
accuse us of sexism if we don't buy her show where she just eats candy for socialism. She just eats Karl Marx candy.
Caramel Mars.
Karl Mars bars.
Oh, there's so many fucking options.
Yeah, there's a lot there. The communist, manic, mm-hmm. Monte Cristo.
Monte Cristo. Yeah, it's a good sandwich.
It's a sandwich. But you put cans of Monte Cristo with candy in it. Mm-hmm. And that's the riff, folks. Thanks for listening.